We call this meeting to order for the Committee on Public Affairs in the President's Conference Room at 9:12 a.m. We will go to roll call.
Senator Berrigan. Senator.
Absent excuse.
Senator Chu.
Present.
Senator Eschenbach.
Present.
Senator Jackson.
Absent excuse.
Senator Jacoby?
Present.
Senator Colbert?
Absent excused.
Quorum is present.
Perfect. Moving into item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, we'll go. I'm seeking for a motion to approve the meeting minutes. Senator Jacoby?
I move to approve the minutes from September 12th, 2016 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent? Seeing none, the motion carries. Item number five, Director of Legislative Affairs, Veronica Charles, your report.
All right, so today is the kickoff event for Rock the Vote. So, again, we will be dunking people after asking them questions about policies from 11 to 1 in front of the Joe. We will also be registering students for a turbo vote, and elections chair McNeese will be out there informing students about ASUN elections as well. We do still need help with turbo vote registrations from 2:30 to 3:30 because the College of Young Guns will be having a guest speaker come to campus, Jennifer Gardner, and we want to make sure that we're there, just making sure that we're registering as many people as possible. We will also have pizza and drinks, but we just need somebody to help us take it down at 1 o'clock. So if you guys are available, that would be fabulous. Okay. And tomorrow is Political Palooza. We have 14 different campaigns and local candidates that will be coming to speak. We are tentatively, we may have to cancel our panel as the Nevada State Legislature just called an emergency session. So I will keep everybody apprised of that.
What time is that tomorrow?
Political Palooza from 10 to 2. Ooh.
Any questions for Director Charles? None, thank you. We'll move into new business of Veterans Breakfast. Senator Berrigan was able to meet with the Blind Onion, and he got a quote for 38 pizzas that would feed 150 people with 3 slices each. That would be $4.94. And they would rent us half of the Blind Onion. And so we are going to go back and ask them, or half of the Blind Onion from 11 to 2 p.m. So we're going to go back and ask for a quote with, if we can do like a salad with it or cookies or something else. But I think that's the best quote that we've gotten so far. So I think we will continue to move forward with that and booking it and then going to contact the Joe and other organizations that need to know. And that would give us plenty of setup time and cleanup time. And so he and I will be working on that. And then there are 3 other kind of tasks if anyone wants to take them on. So the first is inkblot. Once we get Blind Onion secured, we'll need to fill out an inkblot request. The second is contacting Trey Cook with and being overseeing the banner or sign that we're giving to the services to hang in their department. So this would require someone to go and meet with Chai Cook and see what they've done in the past or what she would like, and then working with ASUN to see if, what we can get for them. And then the last would be working with Mr. Gutierrez on the prisoner of war table and just making sure all of the items are ready for that. He said he would be willing to help, so if we reached out to him again, I think that would be good to, or either be able to. Senator Jacoby.
I can do the table.
Okay.
With Gutierrez.
Senator Chu.
I'll take the table.
Okay, perfect. And then I can even work on Inkblot once we first secure things with the Blind Onion. Awesome, thank you guys. Are there any other questions or comments on that? No. We'll skip item B, seeing that Senator Jackson isn't here. We move back into item 8, public comment. Seeing none, we will adjourn at 9:17.
Veronica, what time is Dunk the Delegates?
11:02.
I thought it was 11:02. You keep giving me different times.